Covering Michigan from Houghton Hancock to Ludington to Ann Arbor. This is the Michigan Talk Network, the fearless pursuit of the truth.
Watching these hearings here this past week and the way that people are being treated is just, it is a national disgrace. I think that's what Judge Kavanaugh said. I believe it is a national disgrace, the way these things are being carried on. And that our institutions are being undermined in many ways. I mean, the United States Supreme Court is not supposed to be a political football the way it has turned into. My next guest, Baruch Blettner, is an entrepreneur, a scientist, an inventor, and a pilot. He's a passionate person about education and so much more. He holds a PhD from the Technion in Haifa, Israel, and an MBA from Northeastern University. And he just wrote a column, The High-Tech Traditionalist, Silence in the Face of Leftist Thuggery, was just as bad in early 1930s Germany. Now, that's quite a comparison to draw, Doctor, but first of all, welcome to the program, and please explain.
Yes, thank you. Well, I mean, as a Jew and an Israeli, I grew up, I was born in the Ukraine and lived there as a child for 10 years from 1963 and until 1973. And during those years, the memory of the Second World War and the atrocities that the Nazis committed was very, very fresh in people's minds. It was only about a quarter century before, and in the city that I was born in, Kiev, the capital of Ukraine today, still wasn't half in ruins because of that war. So when I make these comparisons, I don't make them lightly. Both of my grandfathers were killed fighting the Nazis in the ranks of the Soviet Army, the Red Army. So it's a very personal issue for me, and something that I know a lot about.
Well, tell me this. You mentioned silence in the face of leftist thuggery, mm-hmm. and what is your comparison? I mean, do you think people are unwilling to speak? I see a lot of people that are unwilling to speak up these days. They go and they vote, and they don't vote in support of that. But they do vote, but they don't say anything. And in fact, it's quite clear they keep themselves quiet because they don't want to be insulted, labeled, attacked, and harangued, if you will. Does that sound about right?
Exactly. And I wrote two columns on tsarism, which are kind of complement each other. The first one was there was this one about thuggery, and then there was a column also about how Hitler. You know, we're all taught in school that Hitler was elected properly and legally and lawfully by the German people in 1933. But that's not the case. Hitler and his National Socialists engaged in an intimidation campaign for 10 years from the early 20s until that election, that fateful election of 1933. And during that time, they made sure that nobody wanted to run against Hitler, not only in the German federal level, but even on the local level, you know, state councils, city halls, and state level, because Germany is a federal kind of republic with states like Bavaria and so on. And the way they made sure of that was kind of like what's happening now in America. They made it unpalatable to be opposed to the Nazis, to the Nazi party. They harassed people in the streets, in restaurants, in their places of business. They intimidated people. They engaged in what I call kind of incremental tactics of let's see what we can get away with. So, for example, you have a local politician or even a federal politician from, let's say, the Weimar Republic that. You know, from the government back then in Germany,
sure,
having dinner at a restaurant, and Nazi thugs would attack them in the restaurant, not even physically in the beginning, but verbally, just like it's happening now in Washington, D.C.
So you draw comparisons.
I mean, it was very, very similar. People would.
Let me jump in right there because we see that happen a lot. We see Ted Cruz most recently being run out of a restaurant. We've seen it happen to Sarah Huckabee Sanders and a host of others that they get. You know, heckled and yelled at and screamed and chanted and bullied, frankly, right out of the restaurant.
Exactly. And the thing is that what intrigues me, well, there's two things to say about that. One is when that kind of things happen, when we see it happening in front of our very eyes, what history tells us is that something bad is coming, that we are facing very near-term upheavals. That's what Germany, that's what pre-war Germany teaches us, as well as, for example, pre-revolutionary Russia, because the Bolsheviks, who the Nazis kind of modeled themselves on, did the same exact thing. And so when that happens, just from historical perspective, this is not, you know, a conjecture, we are facing radical change. And I think Americans are way too complacent about that. And Americans, especially on our side, are too complacent about that because they put all their faith in the voting booth, in their votes. The problem is that when democracy is, and not even democracy, but the rule of law is undermined to the degree that is undermined now in America, voting is not enough. You will have nobody to vote for. And that will be a real problem. The voting is not enough. We have to stand up to these tactics. We have to
stand up and be heard. You know, and I agree with
that. And that's the second part of it.
Yeah, I agree with that. Brooke Plettner here, Dr. Brooke Plettner, who got his MBA from Northeastern, also studied in Haifa, Israel. So, I mean, I see these tactics being rolled out. Everybody gets labeled if you don't agree with exactly what the groupthink narrative is from the left, because either you agree with all of these things or you're, well, we get labeled, conservatives get labeled as Nazis, misogynist, racist, you know, the whole list. And you get labeled, and that's why people don't say anything. You know, I say something, but I'm a little more stubborn, a little more hard-headed. A lot of people just hide and don't say a thing.
That's right.
Which is sad.
That's right. And that's the other part of it. So I don't like whataboutism. I don't like, you know, a lot of people on our side, you know, we're very tempted to say, imagine what would happen if they did it to Jews, to blacks, to you name it. I think that's a weak position because that's, you know, that's kind of like whiny and weak. I think a strong position is different. A strong position is if you're in a restaurant and you witness this happening, how about if, you know, let's for example, when Ted Cruz was accosted, like he was accosted, how about even one of the diners in that restaurant, one single one, got up from their table and just walked over to Senator Cruz and his wife and just stood with them and just said, hey, you know what, I'm with you. I think that would have been in the news. That would have been a sea change.
I agree with
but
that.
What bothers me a lot is that nobody did that.
Yeah, nobody stands up. Nobody says anything because everybody's afraid of being maligned. And frankly, a lot of people are like, well, I've got mine. I'm not worried about it. I'll keep my head down. I'll just keep going. And that's unfortunate. Let me give you the last word real quick, doctor.
Well, I think that exactly what you said right now is you can draw a direct line from that attitude to the rise of Bolshevism in Russia, which ruined that country forever, and the rise of Hitler in Germany, which of course caused just unspeakable damage to not only the Jewish nation, of course, but hundreds of thousands of Americans died and millions of other people. So what I would say is just stand up. Just simply stand up, leave your chair,
and be
heard. Do the right thing and oppose this thuggery.
I agree that. Oppose thuggery. Dr. Brooke Plettner, thank you for being here today.
Thank you, Ivy.
Plan to attend Salt Lake Global's upcoming event celebrating the sanctity of human life in Lansing, Michigan, September the 29th. Learn how to effectively engage the culture and defend family values with truth and grace. Check out this exciting opportunity at slgwitness.com. For tickets, go to slgwitness.com. Limited seating available for celebrating the sanctity of human life. So register today at slgwitness.com. That's slgwitness.com.
Confusion ever someone or have sudden you trouble had speaking, understanding?
Understanding trouble? Have you sudden have or speaking someone ever confusion?
Have you ever had sudden confusion, trouble speaking, or understanding someone?
It could be one of the five signs of stroke.
Sudden weakness or numbness of the face, arm, or leg.
Sudden trouble with vision in one or both eyes.
suddenly having trouble walking or difficulty with balance,
or a sudden intense headache that comes out of nowhere.
If you or someone you know has any of these symptoms, don't wait. Call 911 immediately. You could make a difference in someone's life, someone you love, maybe even your own.
It's late until, wait, don't too.
Don't wait until it's too late. Time lost is brain lost.
Find out more at powertoendstroke.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
There are kids at some of the schools in our Greater Lansing community who are struggling with basics like food, clothing, a safe place to live. When you're worried about the basics, it's harder to learn. If you can read and write, you can help these kids, which is a tremendous investment in our community. If you've got some time and want to be a part of the solution, the Capital Area Literacy Coalition could use your help. Visit thereadingpeople.org for details. That's thereadingpeople.org.